Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of April 4th through the 8th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Last week was tumultuous in the financial markets, as the CBOE Volatility Index capped the biggest weekly jump since January. The return of volatility comes after a three-week stretch that had the benchmark virtually unchanged. We now have earnings season coming up amid reports on weakness in first quarter GDP and corporate profits. The market will have to contend with the fact that GDP growth will be weak, with some projections as low as 0.1%, but much of the weakness looks to be temporary. The economy has to contend with a triple whammy: an inventory correction, a wider trade deficit, and a decline in energy investment. The inventory correction will shave more than 0.5% off of first quarter growth. However, less inventory build in the first quarter could mean better growth later in the year. Trade, however, will be a persistent weight on growth for the remainder of the year. To the positive, consumer fundamentals remain sound and final demand remains healthy. This suggests that the economy should be able to bounce back to near 2% growth for the remainder of the year. Last week's data highlight focuses on the Federal Open Market Committee, or the FOMC. The minutes of the FOMC reflected a lively debate about the appropriate time to raise interest rates, as well as discussion on inflation and risks posed by financial markets and the global economy. There does not seem to be a consensus among members, which is not surprising at this early stage of interest rate increases. The Fed's outlook appears to have two interest rate increases penciled in for this year. Their assessment of the labor market was upbeat. However, some noted full employment has not been achieved. The Fed's risk aversion was clear. The minutes noted that the financial market turbulence highlights the Fed's limited ability to offset adverse economic shocks, especially given the extremely low interest rates in both the U.S. and abroad. Some members noted that underlying factors abroad led to a sharp, though temporary, deterioration in global financial markets, and that these conditions have not yet been fully resolved, and thus they pose downside risks. In other words, the global risks need to ease in order to justify a rate hike at their June meeting. In balance, the Fed appears willing to embrace a policy stance that accepts the risk that inflation may overshoot the target and the job market will run hot for a while. Slow and steady is expected to be the pace this year, but 2017 may be different. On the international front, the IMF released a report this week suggesting major emerging markets, led by China, are increasingly likely to spread fear to financial markets. The fear could lead to poor stock performance in the U.S. and other developed countries. China's financial system has a relatively small direct link to economies such as the U.S., and exports make up only a small part of the U.S. economy. Worry about China's economic health shouldn't seek the outlook for most U.S. companies. Nevertheless, the IMF found that China appears to have a special ability to trigger market moves in other countries based on the release of economic news and data. With a fragile global expansion, twists and turns in the world's second largest economy often end up more consequential on Wall Street rather than Main Street. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with the March NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, released the morning of Tuesday, April 12th. We look for the index to slip slightly from the 92.9 reading in February. Overall, we still believe that conditions for small businesses have improved slightly over the last few months. March producer prices will be released on Wednesday, April 13th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. we look for the producer price index to increase 0.2% in March, mostly due to higher oil and commodity prices. The core index is expected to rise 0.1%, in line with recent gains. Retail sales for March will also be released on Wednesday at 8:30. We look for sales to rise just 0.1% in March, after falling 0.1% in February. Car sales fell in March, but gasoline sales did trend upwards. Poor pricing power is hurting sales, but the consumer still has solid fundamentals, which should perk sales up a little later this spring. And once more at 8:30 on Wednesday, the February business inventories report will be released. We look for inventories to be relatively unchanged in February after the 0.1% rise in January. The already released wholesale inventories report showed that stocks there fell 0.5%. Manufacturing stocks remained fairly neutral, so that still leaves the retail sector in need of further correction. The first quarter is seeing a small inventory correction overall. More is needed, but at least things aren't getting worse. The March Consumer Price Index will be released on Thursday, April 14th at 2 p.m. The index should rise a couple tenths of a percent in March, reversing February's 0.2% decline. The core index should rise another 0.1%. This would follow a 0.3% rise seen in each of the preceding 3 months. Last month, apparel prices drove much of the core increase, and we project that those gains won't stick. And finally, the important industrial production report from the Federal Reserve will be released on Friday, April 15th at 9:15 a.m. We project that the headline total will fall a couple tenths of a percent in March, brought down by weak utilities and weak mining. The weather was warm in March, hurting the utility sector, and mining is falling as crude oil and metals markets are way down. Manufacturing is expected to see another gain of a few tenths of a percent. Manufacturing is doing better, although it is still too early to say that it is a sustained rebound.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com. Or go to FTRIntel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.